Jim Furnish grew up visiting the Black Hills National Forest before he became the deputy chief of the U.S. Forest Service. He says he was worried by the agency's recent report on logging.
This general technical report clearly shows that the levels that they've been logging at are not sustainable. In fact, they basically, the technical report said if you keep logging at that level, there won't be any trees left in the Black Hills in 50 years.
He says the forest is prioritizing timber over other natural resources, and this will mean negative long-term effects for timber workers and fire safety. Furnish says this unsustainability violates the Multiple-Use Sustained Yield Act. He also says there's evidence of logging in areas that haven't been approved through the National Environmental Policy Act. Ben Woodke is the director of the Black Hills Forest Resource Association, which represents timber businesses and workers.
The partnership between the forest products companies and the Forest Service in the Black Hills has long been heralded by both the agency and the communities as a success in mitigating mountain pine beetle mortality, mitigating hazards for wildfires that threaten our communities and the lives of firefighters and the public alike.
Woodke says that Furnish's vision for the forest would eliminate about 80% of the local timber industry. For STPB, I'm Ariel Zients in Rapid City.